Tov kuf yud dalit sif aleph. Also lechabes teke biyontif afilu roi beisei shin yisrach. Although the various malachas are permitted, but putting out a fire is not one of those, unless under certain circumstances, which we will see later. But here, if we see that the house is going to burn down, it's not considered enough of an oichel nefesh type of hanor to have a house, even though it will be very uncomfortable not to have a house to live. In making sure that sakos nefoshes, if there's a shash of sakos nefoshes, that is permitted. Today, people live in residential areas, it's always a sakos nefoshes because there's no way of limiting a major fire and it can't affect other people. There's a piece of wood that caught a fire in your house and it's causing a lot of smoke in the house, which is also going to render your house not usable. You're not allowed to put it out on yontif. There's no chashash of sakone. Or keteira, or chashash is going to cause the pot to burn. Or you can take the shamash mitosa, or to have marital relations. All these things, we do not have a heter, even though these are lechayra, sounds to be so that the pot and the food inside should not get burnt. Even so, it's not considered oichel nefesh. Why? Well, the Mishabru brings the reason, which is brought down by the Re'or, because this kibuy is not making the oichel nefesh, it's just preventing the nezek of coming from being burnt. This is at least, we said before, you're not even fix up the tanner if you couldn't fix it before Yom Tov. So here you're fixing up the heating system. This opinion, the opinion of the Mechaber, holds that not every machshir oichel nefesh will permit it. So according to the Mechaber, even if your pot's going to burn, you're not allowed to put out the fire, or according to this, you're not even allowed to load the fire. That's the Mechaber. The Ramah says, Yishayim Rav Davke im Efshel Hatzel Agzir B'lo Kibla. Avon mi Efshel Hatzel Olvash Gatei B'nin Acher Rak Sheyichal Amutel Lechaberis. If you have another flame, which is a smaller flame, to move it to, so move it to the smaller flame. But if you have no other option, and you're either going to burn the food, or you're going to put out or lower the flame, then according to the Ramah, it is permitted to lower the flame or put it out, which is the way we pass it. But this is considered oichel nefesh, because without it, the food is going to get burnt. However, if you have a way of putting the pot to the side or whatever, and avoiding the kibbutz, you should do it. But if you can't, then you have to set it. Chenir l'ikar, and that's the psak of the Ramah, which is the way we pass it also. We also pass that if the house will burn down and you won't have a place to eat, and then you are permitted to put out the fire. But if you have another place, somebody else's house, that they will let you eat by them, then it's not permitted. According to Magen Avraham, the Rabbi is misupik. As we said, it's not so negel. I said this whole business because today it's always a chashash of sakana. Says the Ramah. Like we said before, it's not going to affect his oichel nefesh, just his bank account, then there's no heter to put out the fire. In a case where he has another house to live in, but if this house burns down, all the food that he has is going to burn with it, it's also permitted because he's not going to have his food.